four and five. And then the weird thing to me is having Jamal Murray all the way at 13. I just, after seeing what Jamal Murray did in the playoffs, I get it. He was up and down this season, but
There's no way that
I literally just found this out today. I'll let you talk in a second, but the stat I found today was that Jokic and Jamal Murray, when they are on the court together, they average 123 points per 100 possessions, which is literally an all-time great, arguably the all-time greatest offensive efficiency in NBA history. So this guy is a dynamic offensive player, and we saw him just play out of his mind in the bubble last year. So to me, to have such a separation between Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, and Jamal Murray, I think is crazy. I mean, look at that. He's 13, and Donovan and Jason Tatum
So
are
let me
four and
ask,
five.
so if Jamal Murray was on the Celtics with Jason Tatum and Jamal and Jalen Brown, would he be a second, first, or third option on the
He'd
team?
be a third option. He's
No,
third.
He would not be behind
He would
Jalen
be
Brown.
behind Jalen Brown for sure.
I think I agree with Josh
He
on
would
this
be
one.
for sure.
I think Jamal Murray would pass the ball first before he would shoot
Yes,
it.
for sure.
I don't think so. I think he's a scoring guard.
Honestly,
I think he has a scorer's mentality.
I think Trae Young should be higher than Jamal. Even though he hasn't been in the playoffs, his team is
But Trae
also
Young's at 16.
Trae Young, yes. Trae Young is at 16 and Jamal is at 13. He definitely should be higher than Jamal. First things first, his numbers are better. But his team isn't as good as Jamal. Jamal has arguably the MVP and Jokic on his team. He has a well-run organization. He has another player on this list than Michael Porter, who's also doing really good. Who else does he have on Denver that plays? He has Aaron Gordon right now, who's also playing
I
really
mean,
good.
just acquired,
Yeah, but
but fair enough. Yes, Denver is loaded, and I get the arguments that Jamal Murray can be a product of his system, and I think he is, but and I get the inconsistencies, but after that, I mean, you can't deny that it was an all-time great playoff run last year from him. Like
The best,
to drop those kind of 40 balls, those like bro,
50s,
50, like
yeah.
bro, he was out of his mind. And I think to put him this low on the list is criminal, even though there's a lot of good players above him on this list. One I think is highly overrated, even though I'm a big fan of him, is SGA at 10.
Yes,
Yeah.
very
I
much
don't
so.
think I don't think are we putting let's do this. Are we putting SGA over Brandon Ingram, Jalen Brown, Jamal Murray, Ja Morant, Trae Young?
No.
None,
'Cause
over none of those five
this is his
players.
second
No.
season second
Third.
or third
No,
season
it's
that he's been
third.
good.
Third season.
He's been no
Well,
this is his fourth
he's
he's
only been in
been
the league 3 years.
No, this is
Okay,
fourth
but
year.
No, because he had 1 year, he had his rookie year in the Clippers, then he got traded for Paul George, which was last year. And
'Cause him
then
and
and
Michael
last year it
Porter.
was him and it was him and it was him and CP him and CP3, and then this year is him with nobody.
Him and Michael Porter came out in the same year.
Yeah, Michael Porter's in his third year.
No, he's not.
Tatum's in his fourth. And Michael Porter wasn't the Tatum draft class.
Yes, he was.
No, he
Let me
wasn't.
find
I'm
him.
looking right now.
He wasn't.
No, Shea was in
I
that draft
promise.
class. Or wait, no, Shea was in the 2018 class.
Yes, and Tatum was
Yes,
2017.
so it is his third year.
So
2018, he was drafted.
So yes, his third
yeah.
year. He's
So
not ahead of any of those
he's
players
not
though right
ahead
now.
of he's not ahead of Trae Young for sure.
Easily.
Easily or Brandon Ingram
or Ja Morant or
Jamal
Jamal
Murray
Murray
or Jalen Brown
or
or
Jalen
Jalen
Brown.
Brown.
The person
What
who
about
he's
Sabonis? Sabonis is 18. I think he's
nah.
criminally underrated.
I don't think Shea's ahead of Sabonis either. I think
I
he's
don't
one of
think
the
so
best
either.
big men in the league. I can't say the same for Shea in terms of like his positioning and shooting guards
Okay.
as in
Then
his group.
let's go to, let's keep going down the list. So the other names we didn't name, Michael Porter Jr. over Shea. Yes or no?
No.
No, I'm with that. I'm with that. No. I think you can argue that Michael Porter long-term value because of
Yes,
his
because
size and potential.
potentially
But
being a KD-ish kind of player.
Anthony Edwards and Mikal Bridges, no. We're not taking
Not yet.
yeah, we're taking SGA over both of them.
In the future, maybe Anthony Edwards, but not right
DeAndre
now.
Ayton, we're taking SGA over, right?
Definitely,
Yeah, I
definitely,
agree with
right?
that.
Definitely.
Tyrese Haliburton, John
No.
Collins, Jared Allen,
No.
Lonzo, and Colin
Lonzo
Sexton.
and Colin Sexton are only ones that you could
I
make
think
an
John Collins
argument for.
has could potentially have an argument. I think he.
He had a great season
I
last
don't know.
year.
John
He
Collins
dropped
is
off this
weird.
year.
Yeah, he did kind of play
He's
that.
weird.
But then again, everybody in the Hawks dropped off this
I'm
year.
not taking I'm
That's
not
true.
taking
But
S
they're a better team this year, though. They're the fourth seed in the East right now, currently.
I'm not taking SGA over over any, or I am taking SGA over all of those players that we named in that second group after Sabonis. Sabonis is the last player. So to me, he's like on this list, he's 10. I think he falls somewhere in like the 18, 19 range.
I agree with that.
Like I think that's a little too overrated. Bam Adebayo, I know you and I, Josh, had a lot of discussion about this last year because of this series of Miami-Boston, where I said that Bam Adebayo played better than Tatum, so I would have him over Tatum. But this year, from what I've seen, I would take Tatum over Bam, even though I still have my issues with Tatum's inconsistency.
Yes.
Tatum has separated himself a little bit from Bam. Has been a little bit underwhelming to me. Overall, he's still been really good, but underwhelming.
Honestly, I think I'd take Jaylen Brown over Brandon Ingram for the simple fact that Jaylen Brown is a top-tier defender. He's really good. And their efficiency are the same, though.
No.
I'm taking Jaylen Brown over Brandon Ingram, too.
I'm not taking
I just Jaylen don't Brown. See... I just see...
But... I can't lie.
Okay,
though.
So Brandon Ingram, let's walk through this. Brandon Ingram is the second best player on New Orleans, right? Obviously, behind Zion.
I won't say obviously, but he is the second best player.
He's the second option.
He's obviously the second option. He's obviously the second option.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown is obviously the second option.
Yes.
In Boston right now. I mean, you could argue he's even third because of Kemba, but.
No,
but
he's not
I would,
third to Kemba.
But not this year. Yeah. But he was in Kemba's first year. He was third option. But this year, and Jaylen Brown is a world class better defender than Ingram.
Way better than.
So I would take Brown over Ingram.
And they're
for that fact.
They're
and look at the
similar.
Fact that Jaylen Brown is in the same position offensively as Brandon Ingram on a team that's much better, and he's a much better defender than Ingram. So I would take him over Ingram.
The only thing I would say that Ingram probably does significantly better than Jaylen Brown is playmaking.
Is create his own shot, I would say.
And playmaking as well. Because Brandon Ingram's a pretty good playmaker as well. He's underrated, honestly, at that.
Yeah. He is really good in the pick and roll. I have no problem with Brandon Ingram. I mean, I probably wouldn't have him 11 because I like some of the other players below, but yeah. I think that range is fair.
11 to 15 ish, I would agree with that.
Okay, let's do this then. I think the last discussion we have is the people that I think we are all in agreement that we're kind of like should be at the bottom of the list are Mikal Bridges, Anthony Edwards, DeAndre Ayton, Tyrese Haliburton, John Collins, Jared Allen, Lonzo Ball, Colin Sexton, that tier. I think Colin Sexton is among the best of that tier.
I would agree with that.
He's very efficient. He's very efficient.
He's a dog.
You look at his, he gets these like 13 for 17 games where it's just like, how are you 13 for 17 from the field? And you have like 27 points.
And I think he shoots around 40% from the three, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Like 38, 39-ish, if I'm thinking correctly.
Yeah, like I think Colin Sexton is amazing right now. And I like Jared Allen a lot too. I'm a big defender of Lonzo. I don't know where you guys are on Lonzo. I love Lonzo.
I love Lonzo, too.
I like him, too. Especially not just because I have him on my fantasy team, but compared
which
to
is making
year,
a playoff push.
Yeah.
Very
which,
strong.
Which
very
I have strong. A chance. But Lonzo
from worst to first, baby.
Compared to last year and compared to all these other seasons this year, he's definitely made an improvement in terms of his field goal percentage and his three-point percentage. Although he's still very inconsistent.
But he's still up and down, inconsistent
because one game he can make 8 three-pointers and the next game he can go 0 for 8.
I just want a guy on my team that doesn't care what his numbers are and just cares if they win or lose. And that's what Lonzo Ball is. And I can't say that for more than like 10 people on this list.
Honestly, I don't think I could say that for anybody on this list but Lonzo. I think he's... I think he's probably
one of the ultimate team players on this list.
Maybe Tyrese Haliburton, too.
I would say that
well.
With Luka, though. Even though Luka shoots a lot, I think Luka is one of those guys that is always trying to win.
Yeah, he's a team player, but Luka's just so much better than Lonzo Ball.
So I like Lonzo in this tier. DeAndre Ayton. Is anybody worried about DeAndre Ayton?
In terms of, not
in terms of injury, because he's been relatively healthy. Okay. He's just had, like... Especially if he keeps taking PEDs.
I feel what you're saying. So like,
but are you worried about him being a bust?
Not a bust, but
he's not as good.
Yeah, as he should be.
Yeah, because he's playing with Chris Paul this year, and
yes,
Generally,
you should eat when you should eat when you have one of the greatest point guards of all time.
When you're a center and you have Chris Paul on your team, you should be a lot better than what DeAndre Ayton is right now. And I think maybe he was, to me, even though he was suspended most of the time last year and he had injuries or whatever, I think he had a better season last year.
Way better, honestly. It felt like it. Way better.
And I think there's, I don't know, you just you have to be better as a center. Yeah. As a, when you have Chris Paul, you should automatically just jump.
One of the greatest facilitators to ever play. It just don't make sense why he's not averaging. Be honestly, the second leading scorer. He should probably be the second. He should have him and Chris Paul should
be neck and neck.
Pretty much
for points.
They really should. They should be close.
Maybe because Chris Paul will shoot more. But I mean, Ayton's just gonna get these bunnies from Chris Paul.
Efficiency. Or he should be higher too. Something.
But I like Mikal Bridges has even been scoring more than DeAndre in a lot of games, and it's like what. It's like, what's going on? Which Mikal Bridges is also
there's something we don't know.
Mikal Bridges was literally the 10th pick.
I think that's what it is. I think that's what we're kind of getting at here is that there's some sort of mental thing. And he's only in his third season, so I'm not going to write him off by any means. But I think it is time to start to get a little bit worried about DeAndre. Especially because you took him over Luka, dog.
And Trey. You needed a point guard at that time, so taking him over Trey.
He was in the draft class of Luka and Trey.
Yes.
Oh yeah, he did go. What did he go?
One. He went one.
That's right.
He went one, and then Luka went three, but was traded with Trey, who was drafted fifth.
Who went second? Marvin Bagley.
Yeah.
And Jaren Jackson nowhere went
near
four.
This list, and nowhere near this list is Marvin Bagley.
But he's been injured.
Or Jaren Jackson, but Jaren Jackson's been injured.
And even when Marvin Bagley played, he wasn't that good.
Yeah, he really wasn't.
I'm not ready to write Marvin Bagley off
just yet. Not just yet. He's shown flashes of
I think he reminds me a lot of a Jeff Green.
I think he'd be
of
better.
Somebody that's going to find his way eventually. Give him like 8 years in the league of trying to be a star, and then he'll find himself being a good role player.
That's not good enough for a second
pick. Oh, yeah. No, it's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Especially when you're going to Luka and Trey Young.
Yeah. That's not good enough. Especially
with, and with DeAndre Ayton. There's no way.
No. That's not good enough, but that's where I see his career kind of going.
Can we just talk about the glaring problem in this whole list is Mikal Bridges being here, period.
Yes.
Yeah. I get it. He's a good 3-and-D guy, but he's going to get stupid paid this offseason.
He is. He's inconsistent. No, he wouldn't get paid this offseason, would he? He's not.
He's eligible this year. He was 2017 draft class. He was just a late 2017.
Was he?
He's going to get like 20 plus million.
He was the 10th pick in the 2017 like 20, too.
No, I think he was like 17th.
No, he was 10 because they traded up to get him.
Did they really?
Yeah. I remember him being 10.
Draft day, trying to remember every draft day trade is impossible.
Yes, very much so, because it happens.
That is way too much, bro. That's the one thing I'll always give Bill Simmons credit for, and I'm sure he's got people that research, but like when I listen to him or Zach Lowe or something, like the fact that they can like recall where these people were drafted is like beyond me. I barely have time remembering who was in the draft class, let alone.
You're exactly, great.
Who is there anybody? Tyrese Haliburton, I would say, is other than Mikal Bridges, is the one probably like one that kind of stands out as shocking. But I think if you watch Tyrese Haliburton this year, you see why he's on this list. We could get to some other people that we want to replace him with potentially, but I think Tyrese Haliburton is a good player, and I think he deserves to be, if not on this list, in consideration.
He could be, honestly, if he hits his peak, a high-end starter, maybe even an all-star caliber player, honestly.
You think he can run for the Rookie of the Year this year?
Yes. I think he is.
I think so, too, because of Anthony Edwards. Yeah.
Especially because LaMelo, of course, got hurt.
He was the steal of the draft. Yeah. Tyrese was the steal.
He was.
Hurt the Pistons.
What was he, like the seventh?
Yes. No, he was lower.
Pistons took Killian Hayes at 7. I think they took him at like 10.
I think he was like 10, 11, or 12. He was in that little range.
That's hurts. The story of the Pistons.
Hurts. We all just got silent for a second because we all know.
We just know. This is like a reoccurring thing. Like we always pick the one player that just ends up being a bust for us.
We got off DeAndre Ayton, but like the fact that DeAndre Ayton is above Jared Allen to me is wrong right now.
Jared Allen is very underrated.
Very
underrated. That man can block, rebound.
Yeah.
And he gets buckets.
He gets, okay, from a fantasy perspective, he gets you double-doubles, which is very hard to get. Not very hard to get, but it's for a center.
It's a good quality to have.
And then he can block shots.
Yeah, Jared Allen is absolutely a monster, and I think to have DeAndre Ayton over him is crazy, and I think that's just because of where they're drafted, and they're not ready to give up on DeAndre Ayton yet. Let's give our top tens, and then we'll get to the players that missed the list. Or do you want to do players that missed the list first?
Players that missed the list.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to say, because
there's only like two players that really missed the list.
Yeah. Okay. And then our top tens are probably going to take some little thought, probably a little bit of argument, maybe a little bit.
Okay, that's fair. So let's...
Jaren Jackson should have been on this list. He's going to be amazing. He's going to be really good to me.
I haven't seen enough from him.
I think he's going to be really good.
I think he was phenomenal last year.
Absolutely. He was a monster.
But this year he hasn't played. You need more than 1 year to prove yourself. Anybody can have one good year.
What
about LaMelo?
Yeah, LaMelo's three.
And Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, I don't think LaMelo should be three. I don't think LaMelo should be... I mean, you could argue he's top 10 on this list.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think he's top 10.
You could argue top 10, but three, no. With Jaren Jackson, you can have one good year and then just fall off. We've seen a lot of players in...
Especially big men.
Yeah. Injury has killed plenty of big men.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's really that durable yet.
Do you have another name you want on here?
Mm-hmm. RJ Barrett. RJ Barrett should definitely be over Mikal. So, Mikal Bridges shouldn't be on this.
Yeah, everybody is unanimously just kicking Mikal Bridges off the highest cliff.
And that's me saying it. I have him on my fantasy
and
team.
I like him a lot as a role player, but I just think when you think top 25 players under 25, you think of people that have the chance to be stars.
Yeah.
And I see Mikal Bridges as a high-end starter.
Even over like, Mikal Bridges,
He's a better Robert Covington. Maybe at the I'm not I saying agree. He's not a better Robert Covington. I mean he has been this season.
He has been.
Yeah, he has been. But like, I mean, is his ceiling that much better than that? I don't think so.
I honestly also who I would probably debate over Mikal Bridges is Tyler Hero. I think he could potentially be an all-star caliber player, a high-end starter.
I just don't see that. I just don't see a Tyler Hero all-star. I see him as a high-end starter.
Hey, there's plenty of high-end starters who eked in an all-star or two. So.
That's true. I mean, I guess if Miami goes undefeated and they get like seven all-stars, then maybe Tyler Hero can be an all-star.
Yeah, 82-0.
Yeah, but okay, Ben, what are some names? What are some names that you want to throw in?
Over Mikal Bridges, there's three names. I mentioned one, so RJ Barrett.
Easily, yes.
DeJounte Murray.
RJ's too inconsistent for me. But, huh? Okay, yes. Finish your list.
I hear you on that. RJ is consistent, but RJ will put up...
Like, 20, I see too 20, many 1 for 17.
Yeah, but he'll put up... But he'll have those games where he'll put up 26, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
And then he'll put up, like, 30, and then the next game he'll have 1, and he'll shoot 1 for 11 from the field. And then my second player is DeJounte Murray, like I said.
I think we all agree that man should be on this list, right?
DeJounte Murray is a walking triple-double every night.
Literally.
You're almost guaranteed.
Shout out LeBron James. Only us will get that.
I'm not gonna talk about that because I might start fighting somebody in this room. But DeJounte Murray, you can't guarantee a triple double from him, but you can almost guarantee like a 27-7 game from him.
Yes.
And then the other person is OG.
OG and Anobi.
I love OG. I love that he can defend, he can shoot, and I think he's
a better version of Mikal Bridges.
He has a higher potential than him, and I think they left him off this list because, to be fair, who did he play with the last couple of years? He had Kawhi, so he wasn't going to be. He had
Pascal Siakam.
And he had Pascal, Kyle,
Fred VanVleet. So he was behind a lot of great players.
Serge Ibaka.
Put him on the Pistons.
Yeah.
He's ten times
better than Sadiq Bey, and I like Sadiq. He's a much better version than that.
It's Sadiq Bey, and then he can give.
And
Jeremy
we've seen
Grant,
what yeah we're
Jeremy,
seeing.
And I can see Jeremy Grant giving up shots for this man because he's way better.
Yeah.
In my opinion, than Jeremy.
I agree with OG Anunoby. Absolutely is my two.
That's
are.
Disrespectful. Mikal Bridges only is on here because he's playing on a team that has two great players, great players if you want to count DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
And that's what makes him look good, but he should not be on this list, period.
I agree with that. We all agree that Mikal Bridges shouldn't be on this list, and we all agree that he's booting off. So my two are, I disagree with two names that were thrown out. I disagree with Jaren Jackson Jr. I wouldn't put him on this list. I need to see a little bit more from him. I think he's in that range that deserves consideration, but I wouldn't put him on. I would put on DeJounte and OG, and I would take off Mikal Bridges and Tyrese Halliburton. as much as I like him, I would take those two off for those two. So who are the people you're taking? We know that you're taking off, you're taking off Mikal Bridges, but who are the other two? Because I know you wanted to put on Jaren Jackson and RJ. Did you want to put on anybody else?
Yeah, I would definitely put on DeJounte as well.
Okay, so who are the three that you're taking off for those three?
And
would you put OG or no?
No, I wouldn't put OG. Okay. Not over those three. I definitely have to take out Mikal Bridges.
That's just unanimous easily. In this podcast. He's just getting, easy. Sorry, Mikal Bridges, but you're getting kicked off the highest mountain.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, honestly, it'd be a toss-up between Jared Allen and John Collins, who I would take off.
If you have to choose.
If I had to personally choose, I'd take off Jared Allen. I think John Collins has a higher ceiling.
Jared Allen's had more consistent seasons than John Collins.
I don't know. I would disagree with that. Even though, you know, the drugs kind of took him out, the PEDs took him out for. He was doing really good though. His first 2 years.
All I'm saying is some of his stats went down once he got busted for PEDs.
Okay, so I want to ask you guys this: would you add on Wendell Carter, Mitchell Robinson, or Markelle Fultz to this list?
No. I think they all have shown that they are nowhere near this list at this point.
Okay, so Wendell Carter has been hooping pretty well for the Orlando Magic, mm-hmm. which has been like, what, 5-6 games.
I think it's not talent. I think it's injury. I think he can be one of those guys.
Well, that's for all three. You can say for that it's been injury.
Well, that's true, but I think particularly for. Not particularly, but when it comes to Wendell, I think Wendell is of the three you named. I think he's probably the prospect I like the most. But with him, I just see with Markelle, I like him as
he's almost a triple double.
I think Markelle Fultz is like his career arc is a lesser Ricky Rubio.
Hey, I hold him in different regards than you two. I still believe that he can be an all-star.
I don't know that far, but I still believe in him.
Look at all these names and then think of all the people that aren't 25. The path to get an all-star is very, very tough, especially as a point guard.
And then we got to think about some of the players that's coming up, like Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
We got Imani Bates coming through.
Shout out Cade Cunningham, upcoming Piston. I don't mean anything. Cade Cunningham, number one pick for the Pistons.
We need
that Cade Cunningham in my life.
Cade Cunningham or not, we're Pistons are the Pistons. They're going to fuck up the pick. They're going to see some foreigner.
And the Pistons select.
They're
going
to pick up some foreigner from the Middle East and be like, this guy's the next guy. Like,
this guy, really, he's blowing up over there, man. He's doing this.
I don't trust the Pistons drafting, period. It's not going to happen. The Pistons are absolutely terrible at drafting, and it pisses me off.
Very much so.
It's hard to be a Pistons.
I think what's even worse with the Pistons is not only are they not that great, I would say they're not the worst at drafting, but they're among the worst at developing talent.
Very.
Like, because everybody that leaves the Pistons either becomes an all-star or becomes better.
Yes.
Except Stanley Johnson. Stanley Johnson's the one player that got worse.
He was always trash, though. He was always trash.
But he got worse.
Look at Luke Kennard. I mean, he in my opinion, hasn't gotten any better.
He got worse. Yeah.
He got worse, but he got a better contract.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he got
Chris
paid.
Middleton, a Fuck. Dog.
Spencer
Dinwiddie, yes. a dog.
Fucking dog.
Fucking, who else?
We drafted him in the second round, though.
We drafted both of them in the second round.
He wasn't a dog for us to buy. We didn't draft
Bruce
Tobias
Brown.
His, but we
Bruce
had him,
Brown
right?
is that boy.
Yeah, we did have Tobias.
Did we draft him?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
No. Milwaukee drafted him.
Yeah. Milwaukee drafted him, traded him to Orlando, and then we got him.
And then he got traded to the Clippers, and then he went to Philly. He was moving around. They was passing him around.
I think Tobias Harris is like...
Oh, man, getting passed around.
I know Tobias Harris is a third option on Philly, but I think Tobias Harris is like...
Honestly, he's the second option, though.
I really like him.
I think Tobias Harris is a great player.
He's the second.
Okay, let's not get too off track in Piston tangent history.
Yeah.
Let's focus on this list here. So, okay, so you had, what was the three names you named? You named Wendell, Markelle,
and
who's the other?
Who's the other person? Hold on, I'm gonna find. Oh, Mitchell Robinson.
Mitchell Robinson, I'm all the way out on. I think he's going to be... I think he's talented. I think he just has a lot of injuries.
We never brought up Lauri Markkanen either. He could be up with those names.
And I was totally fine without bringing him up.
Yeah, I agree with Chris. Lauri Markkanen is bad.
Bro, I think he can be better. I think he can be better than what he is. But, like, bro, I've seen too many 30-point games followed by a 4-point game. And I just think... And I just think you can't do that in the NBA. Like, you can't be that horribly inconsistent. Like, there's people that are inconsistent, but they but like it goes from 25 to 13. You can't go from 30 to 4. Like 30 to 4, and then also after that he'll hurt his elbow and he'll miss an R3.
Okay, let me ask you this question. So there's two other guys that I would consider putting over Mikal Bridges, and that's Rui Hachimura.
Okay. Rui Hachimura.
And Nikhil Alexander Walker. Nikhil Alexander Walker was balling when
Lonzo was out. I like both of them, but I wouldn't put either of them over Mikal. Yeah.
What about Kevin Porter Jr.?
No. Hey, actually, no.
I would consider.
I think if he ever got clock,
I need to see more.
If he ever got clock, I feel like he really do something.
He had a good season last year with the Cavs.
Yeah. I need to see a little bit
if
more.
If he ever gets clock, I think, and if he ever gets his head straight, I think he would be a nice, really nice.
And I put J.R. Smith kind of player. I put Brandon Clark over Mikal Bridges, and even Tyler Hero.
I did bring up Tyler Hero. Is all I'm saying. Yeah. I did bring Tyler Hero.
I wouldn't put him on the list. So let's get to our top tens then. Let's get to actually wait, Ben. I didn't ask you. So finally, so what are the people you're putting on, and what are the people you're taking off?
So I'm taking off Mikal Bridges for sure.
We've said that a million times.
You say that all the time.
Don't do it to the man.
This is a running meme, and I'm putting DeJounte Murray on there. I have to. And then
you're putting on DeJounte for Mikal. Okay, what else are you putting on? You need me to refresh you with the other names?
No,
that we were considering.
Well, which okay,
the other names that were tossed out was OG, RJ Barrett, Jaren Jackson Jr.
I haven't seen enough from him, so I'm not gonna. I can't say anything about Jaren Jackson, but I would definitely take Mikal out for DeJounte, and maybe I would take up Tyree. I would take off Tyrese for RJ, but RJ is very inconsistent in my opinion. I think Tyrese had a better, more consistent.
So you would just put on DeJounte for Mikal.
Yeah, it's a safe bet. I would take off Mikal for sure. That's fair. And just leave DeJounte. All
right, let's get to our top tens now. So let's get to our top tens, because I think despite those people that we put on, I don't think any of them are making our top 10 here.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, our top 10 is gonna. I already know my top 10 is gonna be way different from you guys. My top.
So five, do you want to kick it out?
To go first.
Yeah. Kick it off then.
All right, so easily Luka is gonna be my number one.
Yeah, Luka, I think it would be unanimous. It should be.
I did say Zion was gonna be my number two earlier, but I'm gonna just go out on a limb and believe that he'll do it. So I'll have Zion stay number two. Mm. Then I'll have Ben Simmons as my number three. After Ben Simmons, number four, I'll have Devin Booker. At number five, I then have Jason Tatum, I'm thinking. At number six, I'm going to have the biggest leap on the list. I'm going to have Trae Young at number six. I think he's going to be a game changer, even more of a game changer in the future. Let's see. Who else would I have?
You haven't mentioned Donovan Mitchell yet.
I haven't mentioned Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if I'm going to mention him just yet. Nah, I think I will. At number seven, I probably put Donovan Mitchell. Number eight, I take Jaylen Brown. I leave Bam at number nine, and now I probably say Brandon Ingram would be my top ten. Would be my number ten.
Okay,
round on my ten.
So you would leave out De'Aaron Fox, who was six. I'm just reading the names that were in the top ten. The names that were in the top ten that aren't in your top ten are De'Aaron Fox and LaMelo Ball.
Oh wait, nope.
And Shea.
Actually, no, I lied. I do want LaMelo Ball in my top ten.
So you would put him over Brandon Ingram?
Yeah.
At ten.
I probably honestly.
I'll put Ja Morant.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I like Ja Morant.
Okay. I like Ja Morant. His list was fire.
I like Ja Morant.
So Zion not in your top 10.
He's not in my top 10.
Other than Zion, I think
Zion's, I hate to say it, but I think Zion's going to get hurt.
You just love the fact that Trey was too.
I did love that. I think
Zion's going to get hurt really.
You better. You gave up everything for that.
That's my top.
I gave my heart and soul for that.
You gave your heart and soul for Trey.
I gave everything for him.
Oh, my God. All right. So my top 10 would be Luka 1. It would be Ben Simmons 2. It would be Devin Booker 3. it would be then after that is where it gets a little dicey. I would take at four. At four, I'm going.
I can tell this is gonna be some bullshit yeah. right here.
I can feel it. I feel the
BS. At four, I'm taking Tatum. At four, I'm taking Tatum.
I don't hate that.
Yeah.
At five, I'm taking. Let's see. I'm taking Zion. I'm taking Zion five. I'm taking six. I'm taking. Let's not overthink this here. I'm taking Donovan Mitchell at six. Okay. At seven, I'm taking Jamal Murray. No, sorry. Ooh. I'm taking Jaylen Brown at seven. I'm taking Jaylen Brown at seven.
I'm fine with that, but is Jamal
I'm taking
Murray?
LaMelo Ball at eight. No, I scratched Jamal. Like, top 10? I scratched Jamal for Jaylen Brown. So at eight I'm taking LaMelo. At nine I'm taking Ja Morant. At ten I'm taking Trae Young.
Ooh.
I'm taking Trae Young. And then my honorable mention would be Bam at 11. So the thing that our lists talk about or point out that's the most interesting to me is that De'Aaron Fox, number six, is not in any of our top 10.
No. He's talented, but I don't know. He's just not a winner to me.
I agree with that.
He puts up points, assists, but it doesn't affect it doesn't, the way they win. It doesn't show up. It's like kind of like, I know this is kind of a stretch, but like Hassan Whiteside. He'll give you 26 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 blocks, but it doesn't translate to a yeah. win.
I get what you're saying there, and I understand. With De'Aaron Fox, I like him. I think part of it is that the Kings are incompetent, so I'm not going to hold it entirely on his shoulders.
Very much.
But I do need to see more winning from him. And I do need to see more elevation of his team's play. Even though you can argue that he really doesn't have a team, because Marvin Bagley, we all discussed. Buddy Hield. I mean, if Buddy Hield is one of your top three players, that spells yikes. Yeah. If one of your other top three players is a rookie, also yikes.
This man is named after a dog. Like who? Buddy Hield. Come here, buddy. Come on.
Oh yeah, Buddy Hield.
Come here, buddy.
Is Buddy Hield even on this list?
Of course, he's old.
No.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah. Like, no, he's like 26, 27. He's
yeah,
old.
And
now.
he's also he not came in the deserving like to be on this list.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I think that De'Aaron Fox has a future, and I think he can change a lot of people's perspectives. But right now, I'm not that high on him. I have him in the same tier. I have him as not the same tier, but below. I have the same issues with De'Aaron Fox though that I have with Trae Young, and that I think that Trae Young, and the reason I had him much lower on my top 10 than you guys had him, is because he is amazing offensively. I'm never gonna take that from him. But the fact of the matter is you have to build the perfect team. You have to build four great defenders around him. You have to account for there's a lot of stuff versus who are the other guards in this? LaMelo Ball, which was a good name that you brought up.
Yeah.
LaMelo Ball, the reason I take LaMelo Ball over Trae Young right now is because I could see LaMelo Ball not having to be in the playoffs attacked every like
I agree with that. Like, I would take LaMelo over
LeBron.
Trae.
If LeBron is playing Trae Young in the playoffs, he is doing a pick and roll every single play to switch Trae Young onto LeBron, and he's gonna go to work. LaMelo Ball is not gonna be that. They might target him or attack him, but I don't think he's gonna be the same liability that Trae Young is. Trae Young is literally, by the advanced metrics, the worst defender in the NBA.
That's fair to say.
That's really hard. That's a really hard balance. So you're on one hand, you're one of the greatest offensive players in the league. On the other hand, you're one of the greatest defensive liabilities.
Yeah.
So where does that average out to? Does it average out to slightly above average?
But you could say the same thing for Steph Curry.
No, because Steph's much better defensively.
He's much better, but it's like... Much
don't do that to my ass, Steph. And a better shooter.
I get what you're saying.
Better shooter, but Steph...
Better offense and better defense.
Yes.
Defensive liability. And they had this man...
He is a defensive liability, but the difference is one is 5'10", 95 pounds, soaking wet.
Okay, this is the reason why I had Trae Young... They had Trae Young saying he was going to be the next Steph Curry. Obviously, he's not the next Steph Curry. Nobody can be the next
Steph. He's not even the next Dame, honestly, probably.
No.
Yeah, he's that's not. Fair to say. But he came, he's close. The man can pull up from half court and pull up a three and still make that bit.
He's a better playmaker than both of them, though.
I had Ja Morant over Trae. I was the only one that had Ja over Trae, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's for the simple reason of Ja Morant. Like I just think that defensively and Ja has that dog in him.
Whoa, Trae Young does not have the dog?
He has a dog in him, but Ja blows me away.
Trae Young got a chihuahua in him. You already know. Big barks out here.
Bro, he yaps. Scared. He don't bark, he yaps. He yaps 1,000%.
Hey, though, question though. Out of everybody in your guys' top 10, who do you think can win MVP?
Luka. I mean,
that's easy, though.
Luka's the easy one.
That's easy.
Who else on this list can you see winning MVP?
Trae Young.
I don't think Ben Simmons would win it. Will win an MVP.
I don't know. LaMelo could win an MVP.
I can see LaMelo win.
Any of those 10 guys could really win an MVP. If they're
I disagree. I think MVP, historically, if we look at the MVP, it's really like a few players win it a couple times, and that's it. Yeah. Like
Donovan Mitchell.
I can see Donovan more though than Trae.
Because Trae Young's his numbers are usually better. I think Trae Young can win MVP. I think Jason Tatum can win MVP.
I think Tatum can win MVP.
I think Devin Booker can win MVP.
I think Devin Booker, I think he...
It's too late for
is
him.
He,
I wouldn't say it's too late. I think
no,
he could pull
it's not
the,
too late.
No,
but,
he's under 25.
Yeah.
It's
not that late.
I think he falls in the Dame camp where it's like we all want him to be an MVP candidate, but I don't think he'll ever be an MVP.
You might be right, but I think he can pull it off. I think Trae can pull it off. I think
the only sure bet is Luka on here. I think anybody else after that is a question mark.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody else on this list I'm confident will win an MVP. Or I'm confident.
Yeah.
They might give it to Zion.
If Zion,
even though he's not in my top 10, they might give it to Zion.
If Zion can stay healthy, I for sure 100% think he'll win MVP. If he can stay healthy.
I don't know if any of these guys outside of Luka I could ever
see. Yeah, no, Luka is easily to
me
hands down. I think
history tells me one of these guys will be top 3 in MVP at some point. But honestly, I'm not confident that anyone outside of Luka will ever be top 3 in MVP voting in this list.
LaMelo's the only one that you could really...
I'm not confident in that.
I'm not either, but
I think a lot of these players on here can win MVP, honestly. I'm giving like 5 to 7 of them who can potentially
knock
off MVP
to me. That's crazy to me.
I think so.
I think the over-under number of 2.5 MVPs on this whole list, I'm taking the under.
I'm taking the under, too.
I'll take the over.
I'm taking the under.
I'll take 3.
I don't think there's 2 MVPs on this list. I don't think there's more than 2 MVPs on this list.
I think there's for sure more than 2.
We'll have to see in like seven years.
I'd love to see Jaylen Brown run their offense when Jason Tatum's hurt.
Yeah.
So let's say God forbid Jason Tatum gets like a season ending injury from the beginning of the season. I'd love to see what Jason or
what Jaylen
Brown
could
do
as himself.
And
I think
he would surprise a lot of people, and I think he's a lot better than what he.
I think so too.
Because
I think
second option he accepted that.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And I think he's probably top 3 in
terms. I'm waiting for Ja Morant because I had a bold take of Ja Morant that I didn't share publicly, but I will share it publicly on the podcast. I know I've told you guys this, but I think Ja Morant is a year or two away from making like the Luka leap.
Yeah. No, I think Ja
is that guy. I think in a couple years Ja will have that leap.
I think Ja could win MVP too. I feel like if
Jaws my right, really only other one I have money
really
on.
He turned around the Memphis.
He did though.
Not by
and
much,
right now he's not getting a lot of stats. But like when I'm watching him play, because I have him for fantasy, so I watch Memphis more than most people. Is he's a dog and he just wants to win, and he just in the fourth quarter he's totally fine with finishing with 12 and 8 if they win.
He controls the game.
He controls really the game. Well. He does. Really well. And he also just attacks the basket with fucking no regard for his own body, and that scares the hell out of me, but it's so fun to watch.
He's got a slender frame. He's got a thinner frame, though, so I feel like...
Which is going to help him.
Yeah, I feel like that would help, because if he was a little bit bigger...
Because it might lead to more rolled ankles, but it won't. But it will lead to less serious injuries.
Like,
yes.
Less ACL
yes.
tears and things yes. like that.
But yeah, I think Ja is the one I'm looking at the most on this list. But, I mean, any closing thoughts on this? I looked at this, and I kind of felt a little underwhelmed by the list. Like, the list has a lot of talent on it, but it made me realize how many stars are, like, over 25 now. Like,
yeah.
Like, Karl Anthony Towns, not on this list anymore. Like, there's a lot of people that are, like, we still kind of look at as young stars, but they're not really young anymore.
They're old.
And, like, Devin Booker's has been young to us forever.
Yeah, and he's right at that age where he's not about to be young anymore. It's crazy to watch these players.
And he's
like,
done a lot. I mean, the man's been a scoring machine. He's dropped 70. He just hasn't.
Also had
right
him for fantasy at that point. Amazing. Saved me in the playoffs that year. But yeah, as far as closing thoughts go, I think there's a lot of talent on this list. But outside of Luka, I don't. And potentially Ja, I really don't see like league altering players. I would like to see two or three of those guys in this list that I feel confident in. And right now it's like 1.5 to 2 for me. Like I don't see a lot of people in this league that I'm confident will alter the face of the league and be like arguably one of the faces of the league.
No. Other than those two guys, no.
Any other closing remarks from you guys?
Whoever put Mikal Bridges on there should be fired.
That's terrible. Especially at 17. Oh, my gosh.
That high up.
Over Sabonis?
Yeah, that's probably one of the most criminal things is that Sabonis is 18 on this list. Like,
and
not
Lonzo,
that
Lonzo and Colin Sexton's are damn near dead last. They've proven themselves to be able to be way
that, above that whole
this man.
Back that whole back list is really rough. Bad. It's really rough. I think for the most part, they got most of the 25 right, but the order is really whack. Yes. Like you said, we'd swap a couple out, but overall, I think they got most of the 25 right. They just got the orders totally wrong.
Even Michael Porter Jr., like...
Yeah.
Yeah, he honestly, he could be very special.
Nice. Having Michael Porter Jr. over John Trey is crazy.
Oh, that's horrible. That is horrible.
That's crazy to me.
That man can have good games, but yeah. He's still inconsistent.
He's not saying nothing because of fantasy.
Don't look at me.
But listen, Josh, you got any closing remarks before we get out of here?
I'm taking the over on the 2.5 on the MVPs. I'm betting.
And you said 5 was the number you said?
I'm betting. I'm definitely going 3 at least. Bare minimum 3.
Okay.
I'd say the max, though, is like 7.
We'll circle back in 7 years, and you'll see that there are not 3 MVPs from this list.
Or you guys will all see that Zion Williams is not.
Or in 7 years, I'm completely right, and you both have to kiss my ass. So I don't know.
That will never happen.
Never happen.
Ever in my life.
Never happen.
I don't know. Never say never.
Just for everybody that's going to be listening to this, I'm beating Josh 12-1 in our
fantasy league. And this guy, Josh, is suddenly in danger of getting the last place trophy.
No, he's not getting the last
place. I'm not getting last place, but still, the fact that I'm getting clapped like this. Hey, but a side note, on the season series, we just be 1-1, though. Even though he clapped me this time, it'd still be 1-1 if you look at the record.
Yeah, but it let everybody know that I lost by... 2 free throws.
Hey, those two.
I'm trying to wrap
clutch.
This podcast.
He wasn't.
You guys,
I lost.
You guys are
two
both at the bottom of the
because
league
because I sat, but I have a chance to make the playoffs. Josh does not, and I
especially after this 12-1 I'm getting hit
I
with.
I accidentally sat people in my IR that I didn't know were gonna play, and they made more than enough free throws to wipe Josh off the floor.
Catch me next year in fantasy. Catch me next year in fantasy.
That's all you got because you're on probation after this year, man, boy.
Big
this
pro.
Man, this man,
big bro.
I just want to point out this man traded DeJounte Murray for LeBron James.
I heard LeBron.
I was gonna let that stay an inside joke when I shouted out LeBron, but
just cut it out in the extra. Yeah, just cut it out.
People need to know that this man traded LeBron.
LeBron James for DeJounte Murray.
A hurt LeBron, that's by it, the way. One for one. A hurt LeBron.
I was chilling at work and I got a text. Can you do DeJounte for LeBron? I said, sure. Send it over. This man is a walking, it fell in my lap.
This man's an idiot. He's an idiot.
Okay, let's end the podcast with Josh being an idiot.
That's crazy. Thank you. I don't want that to end like
for
that.
For tuning in, Strictly Hip Hop episode is coming to you soon as well. Thank you guys for tuning in, and fellas, it was good having you guys on.
Yeah, thank you. We need to do it again. Josh
is an idiot. I'm a winner. Don't lie.
He's an idiot.
My mom loves me.
Have a good night, guys.
Still an idiot.